Obedience, my little deviant. Together we will find the right ingredients. We will stir the goop that is the horror soup, and the last thing you will find is a spaghetti hoop.
There's eyes and flies and anything that dies. There's a nasty surprise in every can.
I'm Caleb. I have James right here.
What's up, guys?
Tough guy in the back. I can't believe that we are talking about more Evil Bong.
We're here.
I almost feel like we're already at the point, if not, we are already at the point where I feel like we can't back out.
It kind of feels like a bit of a breaking point.
I kind of feel like we already just have to do it, just because this one was a little bit better than the last one.
Yeah.
It was enough better that I feel like maybe we could keep going. You know, I'm not, it's hard though, because other movies, I feel like I have the potential to finish it and then want to talk about it after. I haven't felt like that once about any of these.
I've never once wanted to talk about an Evil Bong.
No. I watch them and then I want it to be over, but then we have to keep going, and we had to take like a 3-hour break, and like we watched every old YouTube video in existence that we could think of. If you guys have any old videos that you think we didn't think of, you could send them in.
And
we'll watch those before the next.
We should,
Evil Bong discussion after we watch it, because
I think I figured it out, man.
Yeah,
I think it's a brain hack, and I think that the Evil Bong movies have this way of completely depleting you of serotonin or dopamine.
Yes.
So immediately after watching one of the Evil Bong movies, you need to do something to give yourself serotonin or dopamine.
I feel real.
Or both.
I feel real sad, tired, lethargic after I watch an Evil Bong.
Yeah, man.
They don't put me in a good mood.
No.
They're real depressing in a way.
Like, we legit had to have like a therapy session so that we could get through the goddamn episode.
Yeah.
Like, no, let's watch funny videos that make us laugh, because that movie didn't.
Not at all. It had a little more than the last one did, but you know what? It's a bad time. And Evil Bong 2. Oh, shit. These are the wrong notes. Evil Bong 3, The Wrath of Bong.
Wrath of Bong.
AKA Reefer Madness. I think it's only that in one country. I don't remember which country. So,
okay.
But also, it said Reefer Madness on the Full Moon Features app, I believe.
Either that or Tubi. I can't remember which one it was.
We watched it on the app.
Okay,
yeah.
on Full Moon. Yeah.
Yeah, on the Full Moon Features actual app. They called it the name that it's very not. But and it also had,
yeah, and the hero image has King Bong in there too, and he's not in the movie.
He's not in the movie. So
not even really mentioned in the movie. I mean, barely.
Like, you might have believed that the alternate title version of this has an alternate movie with King Bong. If so, I would rather watch that.
If it was called 3 Reefer Madness, the alien Bong comes to Earth, that's still a plot point. But also King Bong is back, and Evil Bong is back, EB is back, and like King Bong, EB, and the new alien Bong are all struggling for power. That sounds like an interesting movie.
And honestly, why are we getting rid of Bongs when we introduce them?
That's a great question.
Why do they not all just keep going?
Just keep collecting more characters.
You beat them, but they keep going. You have all these Bongs now, and they're pretty cool as characters if they're all together.
It's like Pokemon.
Yeah, why are they not still together? You gotta catch them all. Evil Bong.
Gotta smoke them all.
Gotta toke them all, Evil Bong. No, Charles Band's gonna take that. TM.
He's gonna steal that.
You have to pay me if you want to take that. You can't just take that. I'm saying that right here on the podcast. We have witnesses, 2 physical witnesses right here signing off, and everyone listening. Charles Band, don't you fucking dare. I swear to God, if you try to use this for Evil Bong 999... I'm going to be pissed. If I hear it, you're getting a cease and desist.
Gotta toke them all, man.
You're getting it. Wow. So, Evil Bong 3, Wrath of Bong. That's just great. That's just awesome.
It's a thing.
It's awesome. So before we begin, I would like to note that there is again a new Alistair. And if you're not following from the last few episodes, Alistair was the main character in the first of this series. The second one, he's still kind of the main character.
Right.
They're just kind of also giving it to another person.
Yeah.
And then this time around, the person that they made the main character in the last one, he's less of the main character this one. Alistair is also less of a character in this one. And in all three, Alistair has been a different actor.
All three. We're 3 for 3 on Alistair's.
I'm pretty sure he's not in the next movie anymore, and he never comes back. I'm like 99.9% sure.
Well,
so
in this one, I mean, we'll get to whenever he first appears, but even him making his first appearance makes no sense.
Not at all, and he's wearing a fucking plastic fire truck hat. It's ridiculous. And he has a badge that says Space Cadet. What am I supposed to believe that you are? He looks like Bob the Builder.
He does look like Bob the Builder. He looks like a surveyor.
And he's, like, studying meteorites. He's supposed to be, like, a scientist.
Yeah, Space Institute.
Are you kidding me? I don't know. I'm not buying it, is what I'm saying. He's now played by Peter Stickles. And Peter Stickles is in the Amityville Murders.
Oh.
So, unfortunately, I'm going to have to see this asshole again. Doesn't stop there.
He's a slightly better Alistair than the last one.
He's a better Alistair than the last one, but I still don't care.
Yeah.
Alistair, if I'm being completely honest, isn't even that great of a character to begin with.
He doesn't need to exist.
Even the first one.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal. The fact that they made him a main character in the first one is still baffling to me.
Strange.
3 movies later. And the fact that he's still here after they... Why are you still pushing a guy to be your main character when you change the actor 3 times in a row?
Clearly no one wants to be him.
I don't get it. And no one wants to see him. I don't want to see him. Do you want to see him?
I don't want to see
him. Hey, tough guy, scream if you want to see him.
Exactly.
And there we go. So Charles Band actually doesn't have a writing credit this time around. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't.
He doesn't have one. Instead, we have Dominic Moore and Kent Rudabush on the screenplay. And then, James, you found a credit to another guy.
Patrick Klepek. Old video game writer for a video game website called Giant Bomb.
I'm glad you knew that because I had no idea who the guy was, and you were like, I know this name.
I know this name. He wrote for Kotaku for a while. I used to watch him play Mario on Twitch.
Okay.
Like, you know, I have a relationship with this creator.
Yeah, like you already were aware of this guy.
Yeah.
You saw the name. You were interested. And
I had no... At first, I saw the last name. I was like, well, there's no way it can be the same guy, right?
And then you go to the IMDb, and his only credit on IMDb is... King Bong, or
the
Wrath of Bong,
the
Evil
idea
Bong 3.
For the Wrath of Bong.
This was also apparently 3D.
Yeah,
so
I think it's a real select 3D release.
And you know, they didn't give me like a 3D glasses or a 3D copy. I don't
it's
think
a bummer.
With
I don't think there's a 3D version
DVD.
On your disc.
Yeah, how do I get the 3D version?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it was just in theaters. We'll get to the theaters thing in a second. But Patrick Klepek, why is he involved with this, James?
Yeah, so I don't know the details, but apparently. Charles Band and Full Moon had a like submission contest for the plot, the tagline and plot idea for Evil Bong 3. And according to internet lore, Patrick Klepek maybe found some kind of loophole in their poorly secure submission system and made his win.
He just like submitted himself a bunch of times, right?
I'm assuming that's what he did.
It doesn't say what he did.
It doesn't say exactly what he did, but he said it wasn't very secure, and I made sure that I was going to win.
So he cheated his way into getting a writing credit on the third Evil Bong movie, which really, if you think about it hard enough...
It's the most Evil Bong thing you can do.
It's very Evil Bong, and it makes sense. And why would this be ironclad? Why would it be hard to get into?
Right, exactly.
Securing a writing credit on this.
Makes so much sense.
And it literally says he has the idea for it. And what was it? He kind of just sent in something that
was
like...
I think it was the tagline, Wrath of Bong. And then he just had like, you know, a couple, like one paragraph of like a plot synopsis. And they were like, you know what? Sounds pretty good. We're just going to do that.
I like that. You got moxie, kid. You're going places. Straight to the writing room of King Bong.
Boom.
But they don't.
They
were just
like,
yeah.
Because they didn't want to have to pay him.
They were just like, yeah, but I'll take that idea. Here you go. It was your idea.
Right.
That's pretty crazy. That's a,
it's a wild story.
You want to secure a writing credit on the next Full Moon movie?
I would love to.
It can't be that hard. We'll just write a letter to Charles Band and we'll say whatever I said a second ago that I TM'd and said that he couldn't steal.
Yeah.
I'm going to send that to him and be like, hey, you can use this, but we already copyrighted this.
Oh, maybe it's not an Evil Bong movie. Maybe it's a Ouija's movie, but we call it Ouija-mon.
Ouija-mon?
Gotta toke them all.
Can we get sued for that?
Maybe.
Well, Charles Band is making it.
Yeah. He'll figure it out.
I'm not making it. I just have a writing credit.
He'll figure it out.
I'm credited for the idea.
Yeah.
So let's just make that clear. Anyway, this was directed by Charles Band. Couldn't find a budget, but this was released in a theater, and it made about $25,000 roughly in the opening weekend,
mm-hmm.
with a box office grand total of $91,260.
Okay.
I think it was only released for about a week or maybe even a day. I saw a few things that made it seem like maybe it was a little longer, but also I saw something that made it seem like it might have been a day and one time.
Yeah, it's also Full Moon's.
But it says opening weekend and then it made more later, so it couldn't have been one. It said opening weekend, $25,000, and then it had a total. So yeah, it was at least a week.
I think it was just real select theaters, or maybe only one theater.
Maybe. It was their first theatrical release.
Yeah.
Quite possibly their only?
As far as I know.
What after this would have been released? Because I almost thought that something else before, you know, at some point had to have been released, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I just can't imagine going to a theater and seeing this.
Watching this movie.
I mean, I would. If it was advertised and it was able to, you know, be...
Sure, if I knew about it,
would I go see it? Yes. But just being that person, you know, at this time, what was this, 2011? 2011. If you went to the theater in 2011 and saw The Wrath of Bong in theaters, 3D, please... Please email me. You can come on the show. You can come on the next Evil Bong episode. Just one of them. I just need that story.
Yeah. Because that's got to be crazy.
You reminded me in Tough Guy, probably like toward the end of the movie when there was just, I mean, I guess we'll get into the specifics later, but space dildos, penises, and just like alien jizz everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's all that's going on for probably like 10 minutes straight. It's insane. And then James goes, remember, guys, this was released in a theater. Theater near you. And that really...
See all those space dicks?
Dude, when you said that, because I completely forgot about that. I told you that, I think, like when we did like the first one, I was like, hey, yeah. That third one was apparently released in theaters. Like, we have to talk about that later. And I forgot about it. And then you go, yeah, remember that this is the one that was released in theaters?
The entire plot revolves around jizz.
It does. Yeah, you're right. That is the point
and
of the
it was
movie.
In theaters.
It's crazy. They have gallons of.
The whole thing was about cum.
They have gallons of green cum on the screen and they blow up and blast all over people. They're like, oh, dude, jizz everywhere. The word jizz is used an insane amount of times.
It's wild.
And that was in a theater.
That was in a theater.
For maybe a week or so.
That played alongside Your Highness.
Yeah, it was. And the second Hoodwinked.
Hoodwinked 2.
The second Hoodwinked was playing. If you saw Hoodwinked 2 instead of Evil Bong, you missed out. You
missed out, man.
You missed out.
There was a lot to see.
But please, if anyone saw this in theaters, they had a scratch and sniff card.
Yeah.
That had different scratch and sniffs for different points of the movie.
Scratch and sniff,
and apparently
man.
Just smelled like weed. I think it was different weed for different parts. They're like, hey, this is a weed that... they'd be doing right now. This is what your moss would smell like right now.
I wonder what the space weed smelled like. Like what the actual scent they used was.
Moss. It would be moss. So insane. I can't believe that.
Scratch and sniffs. You can't believe the moss.
That it was in theaters with all of that. It's crazy. So this one was actually rated R. This is probably the only bong that has a rating.
Yeah.
Evil bong that has a rating. The only bong that has a rating.
Maybe also true.
Because it actually had a theater release, so they had to rate it. How did they watch this and go, you know what? Let it play.
I'm really surprised it still didn't get an NC-17.
They should have pulled this. How did they allow this to be in a theater? Charles Band must have pulled some strings. Alex Band pulled some strings
for
him.
Figured something out, man. I don't know how they did that.
It's crazy. It's pretty wild. I forgot to look at the Rotten Tomatoes score for it, but I'm sure critics didn't rate it. Oh, maybe they did.
They may have.
Wait, maybe they did because it was in theaters. Oh, wait. Okay, so IMDb gave it a 3.8 out of 10. Letterboxd gave it a 2.0 out of 5.
All right.
And Snifferama. Snifferama, man.
Presented
critics didn't rate it.
Critics did not rate
it. It was in theaters, and it still was not rated by the critics.
Wow.
Audience gave it a 15%.
Oof.
I think that's lower than the last few, right?
I think that's just low in general.
It's low. And I think it's about exactly where it should be, though, maybe. What?
15, exactly where it should be?
Yeah, out of 100.
Damn.
100%.
All right.
If I'm not rating it in context of an Evil Bong movie, I would give it a little bit higher than that if we're going percent-wise.
Yeah.
Just because it's an Evil Bong movie, and I kind of rated it a little more like in, you know, just compared to the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
But if I just watch this as a standalone movie, it's probably a 15%.
Damn.
I'd probably give it that. I don't think that's like too rough.
That's brutal.
I wouldn't be surprised if we went onto the Rotten Tomatoes and it had a 0%. I legitimately would not be surprised.
Jeez.
Lean green, wicked mean. Hold on me. I want you, Mary Jane. All right, so some guy who is not Rabbit but looks like Rabbit comes across a meteorite crash site.
Yeah, after he buries a body. I think what's important that we say that.
I keep forgetting that happened. He does take her diamond bracelet. He goes, I don't need that anymore. Where you're going,
which is in the dirt. Consider us divorced.
Consider us divorced. That's probably equivalent to what I just said.
Yeah.
Okay, so he decides to investigate this meteorite thing. Crash site, and he finds a bunch of moss. It starts so fast.
It's the difference between a meteor and a meteorite.
The meteorite is not the thing that I should be talking about right now. This is a meteor.
Actually, no, I think you were right the first time.
You think it was a meteor?
Yeah, I think it's a meteor before it hits the ground, after it hits the ground, it's a meteorite. Like if you see it in the sky, like a meteor shower.
You know what? I think I thought it was the other way around.
It becomes a meteorite. I think you had it right the first time.
Oh shit!
Science.
Damn, science, bitch. You guys are learning. You want to learn about moss? Because I could tell you something about the moss that's going on right here. Oh, we got something?
Is that right?
When meteoroids enter Earth's atmosphere or that of another planet, like Mars, at high speed and burn up, the fireballs or shooting stars are called meteors.
There it is.
When a meteoroid survives a trip through the atmosphere and hits the ground, it's a meteorite.
Meteoroid, meteor, and meteorite.
So it was a meteorite.
Was a meteorite.
We got there. I thought I might have been wrong.
You got it.
Okay.
Go study some meteorites.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for. Meteorite.
There it is.
Am I right?
You're right.
Meteorite.
You're a meteorite.
Meteorite. Am I
meteorite?
Right? Okay, we should stop this. This is ridiculous.
Meteor,
this is insane,
right?
What's happening right now? Okay. And what else is insane is that the reason I'm talking about moss, they're saying
it's
weed.
Hang on. You said meteor,
I
right?
I knew we were going to do this. Right.
Right. You said meteor, right?
Correct. That's how we end this.
Left.
Fuck. Okay.
It's like Evan and Costello.
God damn it. Was that in this movie?
That was in two.
Are you sure?
You're right.
I fucked up. Man, I was trying to carry the joke.
No,
over.
I think that's good though, because
God damn it.
I don't know why it's good. It's a bad joke.
We just
not
needed,
your joke.
No, we just
but you
needed
know what
to
I mean,
have
like,
things to talk about. God damn it.
You're probably. I thought that was this movie. They blend. Remember when I told you they blend together?
They do.
I told you they blend together.
Yeah.
It feels like they. I mean, I guess they're different. The
it was
first
a different
ones,
Alistair. He's right. It was a completely different Alistair.
There's three different Alistairs. There's three different bongs in each of them.
Yeah.
They're, I guess, in maybe the same apartment, maybe two separate apartments. But then the third one's all in like a head shop.
Yeah.
This one. So, but they still blend together. It's the
they
same
do.
Shit. Maybe they'll differentiate themselves eventually.
Hold up. I know I keep stopping you, but okay. We do need to talk about the intro is different this time.
Lean, green, wicked, mean. Got a hold on me.
But instead of
fiending for it every day.
You know, he loves that.
Mary J.
Okay, yeah, we completed it.
Lean, green.
So instead of weed screensavers as the intro, we just get
shitty
B-roll of Venice Beach.
Why? They're just...
It looks like just a child with a camera, just like, hey, go film stuff.
Did they put Venice Beach in another one of these? Because I remember recently we were watching something and we were like, that's just Venice Beach. Was that another Evil Bong
thing? It's a later one, yeah. I think they establish, they set up this shop on Venice Beach, and I think all of them kind of operate out of there from here on out.
So now we just see a bunch of Venice Beach bullshit.
Yeah.
Because their shop is there now.
Right.
They've evolved from the apartment.
Right.
Now they own a bong shop.
Yeah.
Cool. God damn it. The issue with it, though, is that it happens for 5 minutes. It's 5 minutes long of just, oh, this is Venice Beach. You ever seen people do weird shit on Venice Beach? Yeah, anyone who's ever looked up Venice Beach on YouTube has seen this a million times. We don't
and the worst thing, it's
it.
Not even like they went out multiple days. They went out one day. Because you see the
around.
Same 12 people.
Yeah, over and over again. You just see people that are walking back and forth on the Venice Beach boardwalk. It's annoying as hell.
It's ridiculous.
And also, lean, green, wicked, mean. That's playing for 5 minutes straight.
Plays the whole ass song, man.
5 minutes straight. We need 5 minutes of that?
Mm-hmm.
You want to give me 5 minutes of that?
We need 5 minutes of it.
That is actually really fucked up.
You know what? Loop it up. Give me 10.
Oh, I thought you said lube it up.
That too. Because I'm going to need some lube if I go 10 minutes of that song.
Wait, what's the lube for?
Myself.
Where are you putting it?
It's going to get dry.
Yeah, man. It's tough, man. It is definitely going to get dry. So, back to the moss?
Yeah, we're back to moss.
You want to get back to the moss?
We're back to moss now.
That's important, dude.
Yeah. We're back to moss.
This is the same moss that I order off of Amazon and put in my snake's terrarium.
No, this is space weed.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Fucking dumbass.
Super, well, they had super weed last time, so they have super weed and now it's space weed?
Yes.
Yeah. What did they use for super weed in the last one? Did it actually look like weed? Or was it something else?
It was just packaged. It was all packaged up.
So we never saw it.
We never really saw it growing or anything. We didn't see it raw. We didn't see it out.
Raw. We didn't see the raw weed.
We didn't see raw weed.
No, I think you're right.
We didn't see any raw dog and weed.
Yeah, we didn't see any of that. So this time they chose to show it. And you know what? It would have been better if they did what they did last time. And just didn't show anything, probably.
I don't think that would have made sense with their plot.
And it might have been annoying, too, because then again, the issue with the last movie is that they didn't do fucking anything at all. So why I shouldn't ask for less things is what I'm saying. You know, I take what I said.
I do think that space weed should look a little bit more otherworldly than here's some moss.
Why isn't
at least
it
make
like,
it glow or something, right?
Well, here's the thing too. There's like purple weed. Why don't you just make it purple or do something like anything? Make it a different color.
Make it a different color.
Make it something weird. Why are you using actual moss?
Make it like bright yellow or some shit.
What?
Alien. Make it alien.
Weed isn't a zucchini noodle. A lot of zucchini noodles mixed with dirt. And that's what they're symbolizing. It's a strange whatever. But okay, we're back to this old guy. He's looking at this fucking meteorite. That's how we ended up here. It was the meteorite. He looks down at it and he goes, ooh, good smoke, when he sees moss.
Me likey.
And then I also want to talk about just how gross he is. He keeps sticking his giant tongue out and there's stuff all over it.
He got fuzzy tongue.
His face is dirty.
He got fuzzy tongue.
I don't like his fuzzy tongue.
Why he have fuzz on his tongue, man?
I don't know. There's mold. It's mold. And I don't think it should be growing on your tongue. His eyes are rolling to the back of his head. He seems like he's actually having like a medical nightmare.
Yeah.
But he keeps pushing on.
He got burned.
He eventually pulls a giant alien bong out of the meteorite. And he walks away with it. And then we have to watch B-roll of Venice Beach for 5 minutes. That's when it happens.
Yeah.
And then All Stairs is back again.
All Stairs.
And that
but he's
asshole,
a different guy, so we don't know.
You don't know at first. He's just wearing the fucking fire truck hat. And yeah, this guy Almond is back. And Larnell's also back. And he's dressed like a child in a ninja costume on Halloween.
Yeah, him a ninja.
He's like what was that that one karate movie? Karate Kid.
Karate Kid. You know, the one where he doesn't dress up like a ninja.
Yeah, that one. You know what I mean?
We got like three ninjas strike back.
Can you snap for me?
Yeah.
Thank
you. Surf ninjas.
That's that was because I can't snap, but Karate Kid. Thank you. That was my snap. That's why audio podcasts are cool.
Boom.
So Bachman has a good introduction to him and everyone else working at the new head shop they purchased. Because he gets introduced to some old dirty guy, the one I was just talking about.
Yeah.
And he says, all right, asshole, you've been ringing my bell for 5 minutes. What do you want? And the guy's like, well, I don't know. Like, you could have came out and helped me. Why'd you listen for 5 minutes? He goes, no, bell doesn't work, bro. Which was pretty funny. I like that. Bachman actually hit his stride in this movie.
He really did, man. His comedic timing in this one's pretty great.
He was very boring in the first one and typical.
Yeah.
The second one, a little better, but I don't even know if he had as much airtime in the second one.
Right.
And then in this one, dude's funny. He's the light of the movie. He's the light of the movie this time around. I would actually like to see a lot more of that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he killed it pretty much every time he was on screen. Except for when he said 2001 A Weed Odyssey.
No, I still like that.
Every time I've heard that when I've watched this movie, it's just made me mad.
Brett's like, what is that? Looks like a bong from some stupid sci-fi movie. Yeah, like 2001 A Weed Odyssey.
I hate it. I hate it. I hate that joke more than I don't know what to compare it to. I
no,
really don't
good.
Like it.
No, you're wrong. It's good.
So stupid.
It's so fucking...
I hate it. So the old dirty guy eventually says that he's here to sell the bong for $50.
50 bucks.
Which really wasn't that bad of an ask.
That is not a bad ask at all.
The bong looked cooler than any other thing they had in there. Like you know, some stoner guy would have walked in and been like, whoa, alien bong, dude.
They probably could have sold it for 200 bucks.
Yeah. If not, at least 100 or more.
Yeah.
Like, you're making double off of it.
Right.
If not, like, you said it like 150 earlier, and I think at least
150.
Yeah. Give him
175.
You can get something.
You get a lot more than 20.
Yeah.
Which is their offer.
He offers 20.
He's like, I gotta make a profit on it, man. So like 20.
Like, yeah, man.
Like, what, you gotta make a 300% profit?
And after he finally agrees to 20 bucks, it takes a while. He's like, you know, I'll give you this knife and give you this and all that for 50 bucks.
Oh, no, he starts to sell the knife.
Oh, that he killed his wife with.
That he just killed his wife with.
That is true. I did kind of gloss over the fact that he also
said... He tries to sell the murder weapon.
He goes, only used once. That was like a very strong implication. And that's probably why they didn't want the knife, to be fair.
And then they're like, get your shit out of here.
To be completely fair, if someone said, hey, do you want this knife only used once?
No, more.
And you don't imply what you used it for?
Even more so, though, they're like, hey, I need some money. I'm going to sell this bong. And then you're like, okay, yeah, we'll work out a deal. Like, we'll figure something out. And they're like, oh, you want this knife only used once? It's like, wait.
I feel like I was being threatened at that point. He pointed it very close to them.
20 bucks? Okay, you want the knife?
You want the knife? What do you mean? In me? No. No, I'd rather not. I thought, let's have a clean sale. Next time I'm meeting this guy at, like, you know, a public grocery store or something. I don't know, man. Like, this guy is pointing this knife in me.
It's pretty intense, man. Trying to give me jewelry and shit.
So he finally agrees to the 20 bucks. And then he attacks the guy into pulling off his gloves and, like, showing his injuries. Because he's like, hey,
yeah,
hey, what's
Brett,
fucked up with your hand?
Asshole.
He's like, let me see. Like, well, this guy's like a burn victim or something. And, like, he's just like, hey, show me what's going on. What's going on, man?
What's under the gloves?
What are you talking about? Why are you so interested? And then the guy's like, no, like, this is my personal shit. Like, I'm wearing gloves for a reason. I don't want to show you what's going on. And he's like, you want the 20 bucks or not? You can tell this guy, like,
so
maybe this guy did just kill his wife, but they don't know that. He seems like he's just, like, hungry and maybe wants food or something
right,
know? Like, he seems like he's homeless.
That's,
and he just,
I was
like,
gonna say, my first thought would have been, like, oh, he's, like, a homeless guy. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
And he found something, and it's a new bong. It's not even used or anything.
Yeah.
It's not fucked up. This is, like, a dude who legitimately brought an item that applies to that shop.
Right.
And they could do cool stuff with.
Right.
He's being really unreasonable.
He's being a piece of shit.
Brett sucks. And also, I didn't realize that that was Brett.
It's still Brett.
I didn't recognize him last movie, but last movie he had prosthetics on and he was large. And then he turned into himself and I still didn't really recognize him from the other.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
But yeah, Brett is the worst asshole in the world.
Yeah, he's just gotten progressively worse every movie.
The first one is pretty annoying, but he didn't do too much. He just kind of hung out with Luann.
Yeah.
The second one, I liked him a lot.
That's true.
One.
I like him when he's fat. It's really funny.
I liked him a lot more. This one, the most unlikable character in most movies that I've ever seen.
Just terrible.
It's hard to watch.
It is.
He does this thing, and this is crazy. This is wild. Like, we yell at each other.
Oh my God.
And
yeah.
Like, get pissed at each other and shit, and like, you know, call each other dummies and shit like that. But Brett does this thing where anytime one of his friends, specifically Bachman, says something that he just doesn't agree with or doesn't like in any way,
he just abuses that man.
He fucking slaps him in the back of the head. He'll walk up behind him with Bachman, not even know what's going on. He'll just fucking bop. Just
be like,
bop
yeah, stupid
him.
Motherfucker.
What? He's like, yeah, you fucking idiot. What do you think? Why is Bachman friends with this guy? Probably because he has
brain damage. Brett's just a piece of shit dad.
Is he dad?
You know what I mean? Those dads that are just like, oh, what the fuck you doing? You know what I mean? Like, if you wouldn't have taken the groceries in this way.
And then when you're like, why are you hitting me on the back of the head? They're like, to scramble your brains back into place.
Right. Yeah. That kind of shit. He's one of those kind of dads. That's how he treats his friends.
This guy's such an asshole,
dude.
He's
a fucking piece of shit.
Like, anyone.
I hate him so much.
Anyone listening, just imagine one of your close friends, like your best friends. You have like two or three.
Yeah.
And one of them, every time you say something that pisses them off, they just slap you as hard as they
physical
can.
Physical violence.
In the back of the head. Jesus fucking Christ. Sorry, could it be me? This guy's honestly getting shot or something. Like, it's crazy that he treats people like this. So, a lot has happened. Finally, he shows off his injuries, and he's like, all right, give me the fucking money. And then they're like, get out of here, you gross piece of shit, because he sees his injuries, and he goes, oh, those are gross, which, to be fair, he's growing mold on his body. So
yeah, this is basically green shit all over his hands.
But you asked to see it. You told him to uncover it.
That's true.
It's your fault. So Brett slaps his friends on the back of the head. They purchase the alien bong, and then he's like, I'm going to slap you again if you try to smoke out of this bong. Then he goes, oh, man, come on, bro. Quit slapping me in the back of the head. Slaps him in the back of the head again. And then he goes off into the back room and he smokes out of the alien bong.
Of course.
And he's like, yeah, man, I gotta check it out. And of course, starts talking to him.
Yeah.
And he goes, you got a nasty attitude and no one's gonna want to buy you.
Yeah, you gotta clean up your attitude, little guy.
No, shut up while I smoke you. And at this point, Bachman has seen multiple killer bongs and he still chooses to smoke out of them after they, like, he didn't smoke out of it yet, right? I don't think he did by the time we started talking to him. Maybe he did.
So can we just talk about this group of friends that we realize are mostly stoner burnouts, right?
Yes.
But what is their obsession with needing to smoke every bong they see?
I don't know.
I don't see it. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. I have to smoke out of it.
No, they're
that's a cool piece.
They're pretty much the same.
Not a big deal.
Like, it's like, yeah, cool.
Like, why do they see it and they're immediately fiending for the bong? Not for weed, because they have access to all the weed they want. But no, that bong.
I think it's like they're just like typical high school stoners that aren't in high school. You know, they just have the mindset of high school stoners because that's what Charles Band thinks everyone in the world that smokes weed does. I mean, I guess, you know, we're going to have the people that are like, well, you guys just don't get it. It's an over-exaggeration. I get it. That doesn't mean it's good. It's stupid.
Especially after they've encountered two evil bongs at this point.
There's two movies.
Don't just smoke out of everything you see.
And then they also...
Especially if that has a face!
They also get on each other, too, because they'll end up in the bong world. One will be there. Another one will end up there, and they're like, you dummy, how'd you end up in here? Why'd you smoke out of this bong?
True.
You should have known. And it's like, you're here, too.
Yeah, later on, they even say to Rabbit, they're like, didn't you learn anything from the Putang tribe? And he's like, oh, yeah, I learned some things.
He's like, boobs. Yeah, I learned boobs.
It was worth it.
So this bong starts talking to him. He smokes out of it. And he gets sucked into bong world.
Of course.
And this time when you get sucked into bong world, it shows things you like.
Yeah.
His is like monkeys and boobs.
Yep.
And then he goes into alien bong world. And now Bachman is, he's in a like chair that's a giant moss chair. It looks like puke that you can sit on.
Everything inside the alien bong world looks like shit.
They're trying to make it look like weed, where it's like, you know, greens and browns, I guess, and like, you know, yeah, some kind of stuff like that, whatever. It all looks like vomit.
It looks like shit. It's bad.
It's tough. And there's like women here with their shirts off. They look like they're just smeared with vomit.
Just painted with really bad body paints.
One of them just has like, you know, pink body paint all over them, and then just dicks drawn all over her.
Dick stamps.
Dick and balls.
Dick and ball stamps.
Cock and balls.
Mushroom stamps.
All over. It's why? Why? You're like, because they're trying to make us believe that these girls, like, aren't painted, you know, like, that's, like, their skin, I
right,
feel like.
Like, they're aliens.
You're telling me this so bitch has a leopard print of dicks all over her?
And then her fucking, her credited name is Graffiti Alien?
That's true. What is wrong? What is wrong
doesn't
with this?
Doesn't make any sense.
What is wrong with all of this? I'm not into that. So we're around the time where Luann shows up to the head shop and demands to hang out with Brett, even though she ditched him last movie for being large. But, you know, they're kind of off and on, and it's their thing. And then Rabbit shows back up. Sonny Carl Davis, the only person in every Evil Bong movie up to 2017.
Rabbit.
So I don't know if he's in the ones after that.
Yeah.
That was just like some random IMDb fact. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess we're going to see more of Rabbit.
The main character.
Yep. And he's still a preacher, because he was a preacher at the end of last movie. I don't know why or how.
He's still just wearing a collar and carrying around a Bible.
Because if you remember, last movie, he just walked in the room and goes,
I'm a preacher now.
So now he's a preacher.
To be fair, that's really all it takes.
That's probably fair. We should go to a church tomorrow and just walk in, like wearing the outfit, and just go, I'm a preacher now.
I mean, a few more steps would be involved.
Oh.
But
you got it in my mind that I could just do that.
Not just like the day of, but I mean, if we did our homework and we created some convincing social media graphics,
uh-huh,
I could very easily waltz into a church and be like, oh, I'm such and such. I travel. I speak around the country and get some time on a stage. I could easily do that.
I got pews. Start our own church.
Yeah, I mean, I get easily. It's not that hard. People do it all the time.
People do it every day, man. It's a four-letter word. He's also claiming that he saved everyone's lives because he was rolled into a doobie and used God to save them.
Oh, that was his reasoning. Okay.
Yeah, he's like, I was a doobie, so obviously God saved you through
me.
Got
it.
Because I'm a preacher now.
He was praying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God. So they ask Rabbit if he's high, because I'll let you do the math. He says no, and he walks into the back room to start smoking. He's like, well, if you're going to accuse me,
might as well.
Then I'm going to go do it, which is kind of fair.
100%.
If someone was accusing me of doing crack, and then the whole world thought I was doing crack, I'm going to start doing crack.
Yeah, man.
At that point, you might
as well,
right?
You already have the reputation.
Yeah, like, if you're already being accused of something that you're not doing, you got to just do it.
I know, man.
Because then, who cares? So, yeah, he smokes out of it, and then, of course, now he's in the alien bong world. And then they walk back into the room, and they're like, all right, Bachman's gone. Rabbit's gone. There's a bong.
We've seen this before.
It's probably not them being in an evil bong world. Let's go somewhere else and see if it's see what the actual problem is. Figure this out elsewhere. But no, they think it's the bong.
It's the bong, guys.
And they're like, hey, let's break it. Again, you've been through this three times. You know that's not what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Then again,
Brett just wants to destroy it.
Wait a second.
I know.
Oh, I'm so pissed. We have to talk about that now
okay.
that I just thought about that.
Let's talk about it.
Because obviously I knew point A and point B.
Right.
But I didn't just say them both.
Everything's coming together.
Now, okay.
Everything's coming together.
Spoiling the end of the movie, the bong gets broken while they're all inside of it, and it just kicks them out, and then they're okay. Right now, when they suggest breaking the bong, and they say you can't do that because it doesn't work like that, the movie was over.
They could have just broken the bong.
The movie's over right here.
Out.
They break the bong. They're out. It's done.
It's over.
It's done. They had to do so much to get to that point where they just did the thing that they said they couldn't do anyway.
Yeah.
Great.
You know why?
Great. Why?
Just because.
It just is.
It just is.
Oh, okay. That's great. It's great. Okay, so the weed transitions are different this time.
Oh, man. They're like space weed transitions.
They hurt my eyes.
And they're loud as fuck.
If you are prone to seizures, you probably shouldn't watch
this. You should be careful.
You should be very careful.
Yeah.
Have like an EpiPen next to you.
This is intense.
You know, it's not a great thing. It's tough.
It is.
And then sometimes Evil Bong will be in the middle, or like a weed. We'll just be spinning.
A weed.
A weed.
Look at that singular weed.
I'm telling you, one whole weed will be like spinning in and out of your face.
You're right.
And again, I guess this was 3D.
You're accurate.
I don't know if you'll ever be able to see this in a 3D version, but I do want to find that.
Yeah.
So inside the bong world, Bachman and Rabbit are getting jerked off. And Bachman calls his dick monkey batter. And he says he's getting jerked with his monkey batter.
Yeah, they're draining him of his monkey batter.
Draining him of his monkey batter.
Yep.
Is the monkey batter his dick or his jizz?
I think it's his jizz.
It's the jizz.
The monkey batter is the jizz. And then it mixes with some alien stuff
that
turns it green.
I guess he calls everything monkey, so monkey could just also be his dick.
Also?
Right.
In this one?
Yes.
He uses monkey...
Spanking your monkey.
...as a good thing and a bad thing.
Oh, okay. Whenever it was just a bad thing before.
It's generally
it's
a bad thing.
Usually a bad thing.
Yep.
It's kind of just, and the last one, they didn't say much.
No.
There was only like maybe one monkey, or did they do any monkey?
I think there was three monkeys.
Oh, okay.
But they were, it wasn't nearly as many as the first movie, but it was still usually like a negative thing, like him waking up from being asleep, and he would say monkey.
Monkey.
But then in this one, he goes, whoa, that was monkey. Like, he's never used it like that before.
See, and like at a time I thought it was a little more dude-ish, and it is sometimes, but it's not always like a dude thing because you don't really say, whoa, that was dude.
Right.
You know, it's right. More like, whoa, you could do, whoa, that was Shaka.
Shaka. Yeah, it's kind of, monkey is kind of his Shaka because it just kind of means everything.
Because it's not exactly like, whoa, that was cool.
Right.
It's a more general thing. Like, and I feel like you could just Shaka anything, you know,
yeah.
You look at something and you're like, you just toss a Shaka up, you know?
Yeah.
Monkey's gonna... It's a Shaka.
It's a Shaka. It's okay. A verbal Shaka.
So we got to that. It only took us three movies to get there. It kind of... The monkey irons itself out.
Oh, hold up. Tough guy just reminded me of something.
Oh, shit.
We gotta explain.
I forgot about the Frieza thing.
The alien bong looks like the final form of Frieza.
Yeah. The comparison is... It's pretty uncanny when you look.
Or sorry, not the final form. The first form, right?
Yeah, when you
it
look at them
more
right
like the
next
form.
To each other. But then also...
Because, yeah, he loses some of the shell as he gets bigger.
But have you guys ever seen the alien dildos?
Yeah. I have seen alien dildos.
It's also very, you
or
know.
Or, like, dragon dildos?
Yeah, it's also very that. The dragon dildos and the ones with, like, tentacles and all that shit. Like, it kind of looks like that.
Oh, I thought you were going to look them up.
Yeah, I'm glad he didn't. I thought
he
was going to.
I'm glad he didn't, too. But I just looked at the screen like, oh, yeah, let's look at dragon dildos.
That was what I was initially thinking. Then I went, we probably shouldn't do that right now since we're recording a video version of this. But, you know, sometimes if you want to look up dragon dildos, we're not stopping you. You can paste it in right here and just kind of like open up a tab, put it over the video, act like we're looking at it right now. Oh, wow.
Oh,
that's
God.
Crazy.
Whoa,
look at that.
Look at that one.
Look at that tentacle.
Is that one blue?
Oh, green.
Holy
and pink.
Shit.
So many colors.
That's an innie
the rainbow. And you can put that in both sides, three sides. That's a great thing. So we pan back to the head shop. And Grandpa Larnell comes back into the picture, and Jesus Christ, he calls himself Dr. Weed, and then he goes,
Dr.
Oh,
Weed.
This is my tall woman friend named Nurse Hookah.
Dr. Weed and Nurse Hookah.
Does Charles Ben know anything?
No.
Nurse Hookah?
I don't know, man. I think that there's something out there, because they even smoked weed out of a hookah in Zombieland, and I thought it was weird.
I mean, you I think
people
can
do, but
smoke
it
weed
just doesn't
hookah.
Seem like
a thing. But
the that, most common thing.
That's,
why
that's
are we
not
going
practical.
Straight to Nurse Hookah.
And I don't know why you would. Why would your name be Nurse
you know
Hookah?
What her
that's
name
not a thing
be?
That everyone
her name,
does.
Her name should be Nurse Water Pipe.
Hmm. and she should just be a metal pipe? A dry metal pipe?
A dry pipe?
Yeah. It's exactly what her name should be.
Because that's what Larnell tries to sell.
Yeah, he pulls out one of those pieces that my grandpa smokes out of that he's had since, like, the fucking 70s.
Yeah.
And
those little metal ones that, like, screw together?
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
That you have to buy, like, little metal screens for.
Yep.
Like, $5 for, like, 10 or something. I don't know. Change them out because...
Those screens have to give you cancer,
because
right?
your lighter is burning through metal and right. you're smoking metal. Tried to explain it to him. Was not interested in what I had to say at all. What was I getting at? My grandpa's a fool. Like, what are you talking about? Throw it away.
And you know what? So is Larnell.
Larnell tries to sell it, and he goes, "You want this water pipe?" First of all, I don't care, honestly.
I don't care.
Do whatever you want. Smoke out of your fucking metal pipe.
Do whatever the fuck you
want. I'm done arguing with people about whether or not they're going to smoke out of actual cancer. It's fucking crazy. It's ridiculous. But Nurse Hookah is here to save you.
Yes, she is.
If you get an ailment from inhaling metals
and somehow
toxic
fumes. Somehow she floats. We don't know how.
God.
I'm assuming she's on a hoverboard. I never got to see her feet.
Yeah, she was kind of levitating, huh?
Yeah.
We don't know what happened. Were hoverboards around in 2011? They had to have been.
Oh, I don't
maybe,
know.
Wait.
Maybe they might not have been yet.
That Charles been Band like is ahead thing. Of everything, though. Maybe he had the technology.
He had
he invented them. The
just
hover band?
For this movie.
Yeah, it's the hover band, dude.
No, they would give that away as a subscription.
As a promotional item. If you watch this movie in theaters, if you spend $12 on the movie ticket, we will give you a $3,000 hover band.
Hover band that doesn't work. Because none of their shit.
So I was actually reading something that said, like, there was a... You remember how we saw fan trailers for this?
Yes.
People made their own trailers for this movie, and they all mentioned the scratch and sniff thing. That's how we figured out that was real.
Right.
Apparently, that was, like...
A contest.
It was a contest. You read that, too?
No, I just kind of put two and two together.
It seems like one of those things, because they're terrible. A couple of them were kind of cool.
They're pretty bad.
Some of them were just like
to people, be included in the bonus features. They're pretty bad.
To be a bonus feature when someone's just going scratch and sniff, it's horrifying.
Yeah, it's rough.
But I was reading something about it that said this was a contest, and the winner got 4050 or something like that. It didn't have a dollar sign in front of it. But it didn't say anything else, and I don't know what I'm supposed to figure out from that. They send them 4,000 DVDs. Was it $4,000? And then it also said six winners. And I just thought of, like, you know, how you sign up for a $60 streaming service and they give you, like, stuff that probably cost them more than $60 to make and right. ship to you. And I just feel like, do you think they gave out $4,000 to six people because they just thought it'd be a good promotional thing to get more people to watch the movie that they ended up making less than $100,000 on?
There's no way they did that.
I don't think it is, but also when I really think about it, I don't put that past Charles Band.
Yeah.
He, like, I just put myself in his head for a second, and he's like, $4,000 to six people isn't that much. That's $24,000 out of the millions of dollars we're going to make from this being in theaters.
But if that's true,
it's insane.
I'm fucking pissed. Because even in 2011, I could have made a better trailer than that.
You won the $4,000.
I could have got $4,000, man.
Or 4,000 full moon features DVDs.
Whatever it was.
You just have so many copies.
You could have made a Club Penguin trailer better than that shit.
Oh, 100%. I could have just submitted one of my Club Penguin music videos and then just put Evil Bong as a title in the beginning, and he would have been like, holy shit.
Boom, $4,000, this kid, is, here you are.
Been like, did you make that game?
Can I use that? Can I use that penguin?
Can I have the rights to this?
You're like, no, let's talk to Disney.
Code me something else. He'd be so amazed. Okay, so this nurse, she has alien antennas, and we're pretty sure she's traveling on a hoverboard again. She's also miming herself sucking dick and getting retro giving this is hard to say, giving retroactive abortions, which is pretty much just her signaling, her putting her hand between her legs and, like, you know, spreading them and, like, pulling. And this is all while Dr. Weed is talking about nothing.
And also, Dr. Weed is Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson and Larnell's grandpa.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things. His hair is terrible. He looks so bad.
No, he looks great, man.
You think he looks great? You like the tie-dye shirt?
He's a homie.
He's the guy?
Yeah.
Eventually, the guys show off their display case because they're like, hey, Willie Nelson, look at this. And this is just their display case with a ton of moss all over it.
No, it's space weed.
Just moss everywhere. Dr. Weed is like, this is a gold mine. Holy shit. This is the dankest substance bud I've ever smelt.
What would he initially look at that and say? That's mold.
He'd go, you need to call someone. What are you talking about?
You have mold in your shop.
Yeah, and throw it away.
Get some bleach.
Burn the whole place down. There's so much mold that, like, there's that much mold in
your
display case.
There's a lot, man.
And that's what it's looking like. Oh my God, the nurse. Yeah, this is what I said. The nurse looks exactly like when she's, like, trying to hang out with the president in Mars Attacks.
Right.
The
right,
alien
right.
who's in disguise with the giant head and hair.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. So Dr. Weed, he really wants the super weed. But the guys are like, hey, we know that you were back in the jungle. In the safari, I said. Sorry. You were back in the safari with the OG evil bong. So you still have it. You wouldn't leave without it.
Where is it?
He goes,
we know you got it.
I don't. Okay, yeah, it's in my pocket. Pulls a giant thing basically out of his pocket. I don't know.
Pulls it out of his
ass.
I mean,
where did he pull it from?
I don't know.
He literally just pulls it out.
He's like, okay, you're right. Here she is.
It's what, a 2 foot, maybe 2.5 foot bong or so?
And thick.
He pulls it out of his pants pocket, his denim jeans pocket. It was under his tie-dye shirt. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, man. Tie-dye's magic.
He pulls it out, and then it has duct tape over her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And then he takes it off, and she's like, you son of a bitch. You can't stop me from talking like everyone else in the movie talks. You know I have
talking powers.
Excessive dialogue to spill all over this piece of shit movie. You know I gotta make the audience tired as shit.
Somebody's got to.
I hate this again.
It's
Why are we doing Evil Bong? Why are we doing Evil Bong? It's someone's job.
It's making me tired again.
Someone's job to piss off the audience. So yeah, she expresses anger for being strapped up and unattended to. But then she sees the moss. She loves it. She wants it all. Give me that moss.
Give me that moss.
But she can't have it until we're forced to watch the most uneventful villain versus villain face-to-face possible. They go, hey, you're the biggest villain in the world, basically.
Right.
Here's the other one. And remember, there's an inanimate object sitting on a table, basically.
Two bongs looking at each other.
And someone walks out of the room and puts another inanimate object in front of the first inanimate object. And then they all stand there just in silence for a second and go, you guys want to do something with that? To the inanimate objects.
Come on, EB.
Go ahead, fight. What the fuck was this? What was this?
Round one, fight!
It's basically like you grab two shoes and you throw them into a cage. But you actually don't. You just leave them exactly where they're sitting in your closet.
Hey.
And you tell them to fight.
Hey, tough guy, write that down.
Write that down.
Shoe cock fight. We got to make a skit.
And they just sit there.
I know. That's going to be what's funny about it.
Go fight.
And we'll get different shoes.
Just keep putting different shoes in the ring over and over again.
Yeah.
You guys better not take that fucking idea if you're listening right now. I swear to God, if Charles Band, if you upload this.
No, that's a sketch. We got to make a YouTube video about a shoe cock fight.
That's so insane. Charles Band would love it. Because that's what his fucking movies are. It's pissing me off, actually. It's making me angry.
At least they talk.
Oh, they do talk. It's fine. So Brett walks into the back. He grabs the alien bong. He puts it in front of her. And then he's like, hey, well, you know, fight. I actually lost my place, so I just said that. What really happens is that EB goes, that's not a real evil bong. That thing doesn't talk. it doesn't talk. I'm the only talking bong. When just last movie, you fought another talking bong. The whole plot of the last movie was you fighting another one.
Why is she so convinced that that bong can't talk?
She also made it seem like last film, like that the other bong that she was dating at a time was cheating on her with women, but also other bongs.
Yeah, that's true.
So I feel like she implied that there's like bong-siety.
I think right? so.
And now all of a sudden she's like, oh, there's no way another evil bong could be here. It just happened 30 minutes ago.
And these guys who you've already experienced in two movies of dealing with bongs that talk, why would they just make up that there's another bong that talks?
Yeah.
Why would they lie?
They've experienced it over and over again. The only time they're talking to you, EB, is when there's another evil bong around. They're like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
And then you're always pissed about it. You want to be the first one to know every time, EB.
Yeah.
You're always like, oh, there's another evil bong. I want it out of here. I'm the only one. And right now, she's just in denial. She is like Godzilla. And right now, she's in fucking Godzilla denial? Like the Nile River.
God, denial-zilla.
Yep. That was... I got there. Look, that was seamless, is what I'm trying to say. So she's the one and only, whatever. Larnell goes, hey, Grandpa, we need you to smoke out of the bong and go into the alien bong world. He goes, oh, what, grandson? I would never smoke out of the bong and go to the alien bong world. And Larnell goes, Grandpa, if you don't... Yeah... He goes to the evil bong world.
Grandpa doesn't.
Alien bong. He doesn't?
Grandpa doesn't. Grandpa stays out.
Wait, he did stay out?
Yeah.
I thought he gave into that conversation.
No, he says, fuck you, I'm not going, and just sits in a chair.
Oh, he did. Oh, I thought he went in. No, I'm still just thinking of Rabbit being in there.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought Grandpa went in.
No, Grandpa and the nurse,
I thought he folded.
Like, fuck you guys.
He didn't fold. Damn, I had that wrong. Okay, so he doesn't fold. He says, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going in there.
Not doing that.
Well,
which I guess, why should he? He doesn't give a fuck about Rabbit or Bachman.
I do remember him getting pissed about the proposition. And then there's the moment where Nurse Hookah. Wow. Nurse Hookah puts Brett in a zero pressure chokehold. I guess that makes sense because she's kind of like, she's trying to take him out
and like,
through strangulation. That's the pronunciation.
And it's a significant portion of screen time that she's doing this. I don't want to guess what it is. But in real time,
mm-hmm.
it's enough. There's been enough time that three other people smoke the alien bong and go into the bong world and are having bong adventures.
Yeah.
And she's still holding him in like this headlock.
They walk into like 9 different rooms and get transferred into a different dimension and she's still holding
him
in a headlock.
I think it's safe to say that he's in that headlock for over an hour.
There was a good 5 minutes where he's like acting like he's losing breath and dying because
of
this chokehold.
His eyes are like popping out of his head.
They're popping out of his head. I don't know how he did that effect. I think that's just who he is as a person. This guy sucks. He definitely has anger issues when I seen the movie. But at some point when they get to different rooms, like he's acting less and less. And at one point he just stops, like does not care. And it's not like he's dead. He's just standing there now.
And she's just giving him a hug.
And she has the loosest hold on him. Like they both stop caring.
Yeah.
Immediately. And it just gets worse and worse to the point where you're like, all right, you guys can just stop doing that.
Do you think that that's why they made her so tall, is so that she could easily grab him? Because she's kind of the perfect height to just kind of scoop him. So if she's wearing any kind of lifts or anything, it's almost like they did it just for his height.
I don't think Charles Band thought that much. Or maybe... I think that it just happened, you know?
Yeah, I feel
like if she was shorter, Charles Band would have been like, well, just keep jumping.
Be taller.
Just keep jumping. Like, have your arm around and, you know, make sure you... like, she would still have him in a chokehold. And he would figure it out. It would just be ridiculous.
That's pretty good.
I don't think he cares how he gets the point across.
No.
He's just trying to get the point across. Even if it looks like shit, makes no sense, he's going to get there.
Yeah.
So I guess it makes sense because Willie Nelson, he's all pissed about the proposition. I keep saying the same things. Like, I have to, like, you know, transition.
Right.
Or, like, I have to give a recap.
Yeah.
But I guess these movies start with recaps, right? Did this one have a recap? This one doesn't. And now I'm doing the recap bit. Probably shouldn't do that.
Look at us. We're terrible.
We're doing all the bits from last movie. Why didn't we do these in the last episode? This is ridiculous. Apparently, this was a really weird thing. Do you remember this?
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm about to say?
I have no idea what you're going to say right now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Apparently, Larnell's grandpa, Dr. Weed, is fucking EB.
Oh, yeah.
Not only do inanimate objects get thrown into a box to duel, humans fuck them.
Apparently.
Humans have relationships with
He's
them.
He's like giving her sweet talk.
No, baby, you're the only one for me. This other one, she doesn't do it like you. What are you talking about? This human doesn't do it like the bong?
That's what she said. That's what he said.
That's disgusting. That's what she said. yeah, we have another transition again. But this time, it's from them stepping two steps to the left.
Yeah, that one pissed me off so much. Why do we have to cut away for a transition when you didn't change? You changed locations. Okay, you went from front room to back room. You didn't change, like, locales.
They do like seven of these seizure-worthy transitions in this like hour 20-minute movie or so.
Yeah.
And one of them is just for them taking two steps to the side.
We're just going to step to the back room for a second.
They're not changing scenes. They're not going to a different place. They're not following a different person.
And even more so, I think the nurse, Brett, and Willie Nelson all stay in the front room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just Alistair... fucking Larnell.
Uh-huh.
I think that's it, right? They're the only two who go in.
I think you're right. Brett. Brett goes in too.
But later.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't go in right.
Yeah.
He is still in the chokehold. That's the only reason he didn't go in, because he's still in the chokehold. And why? Oh, because they're holding him hostage. Because Dr. Weed. He's like, you're not going to make me go in the bong world. I'm going to hold this guy hostage so I don't have to go in the bong world.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the thing? Because they were going to, like, kind of make him go, right?
Yeah. He's like, nah, she's going to chokehold him, and then you guys go.
Yep. That's how that got there. That's ridiculous. So, yeah, they go into the bong world, and naturally, when they get there, Rabbit is getting jizz milked. And this is around the time that, not right here, you let it, like, kind of build a little more, and then you were like, by the way, theaters. But at this point, remember.
It was around the time we saw Rabbit, that's for sure.
Just remember that everything we say from this point on, they saw this in a theater.
Because we see old man Rabbit, like, doing the same thing he was doing with boobs before, just like, oh, blah, 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 blah.
And there's
people saw that in the theater.
And there's, like, weird jizz tentacles attached to their dicks that are sucking the cum out of their penises. Some of them look unsatisfied. Some of them are too satisfied.
It's crazy, dude.
And Altair is walking around in the bong world narrating over every single thing he sees and smells. Like, oh, here's a sea. Here's a smell. Oh, here's a tentacle on my penis.
No, he's acting like he's a researcher fucking in the Upside Down.
Again, space cadet. Whatever the fuck his thing said.
I think it's a space institute, but it's way funnier that he's a space cadet.
Ridiculous. And then in the middle of this, another naked chick walks up, because there's naked chicks everywhere this whole time, if you didn't get that. It's
aliens.
An evil bong movie. Aliens. Boobs. You know.
Aliens.
Another one walks up. She's the one with the penises painted all over her. They're distractions to the people.
Oh, graffiti alien?
The graffiti alien cock and balls.
Favorite.
And then as things continue, Bachman gets probed in his dong by the naked painted alien girls, and he gets sucked dry, according to him.
Yeah.
He's all out. We find out that the entire plot of the movie, by the way, is Invasion of the Body Snatchers, which is what they said, but with weed. Or that's what they want it to be. They're like, it's going to be like, we're going to take over everyone with weed. Their brain is going to be weed alien.
I don't think it's Invasion of the Body Snatchers with weed.
Well, that's what they said.
I think it's Invasion of the Body Snatchers with cum.
Oh, I know what it is. 2001, A Cum Odyssey. Right?
In the episode.
Is that it? Do we get there? Cut.
That was great. I love that.
I actually hate it. I was like really disappointed in myself while
I'm
I was
so
saying
happy
it.
About it.
So there's also a girl being the ring. All of a sudden, it's just a chick.
Yeah, in the TV.
You have 7 days walking
Nothing
out of the TV.
Nothing ever happened with her.
No, she just started walking out of the TV. She never gets out of the TV. We never
and
see
then
her
she
again.
She just goes back in.
That was
she
it.
She just retreats. She's like, never mind.
Yeah.
She like sticks her arm through and then she's like, nah, not worth it.
I don't even think we see her go back in. It just cuts to like when she's halfway through and it's like, nah. I put a jump scare there with the ring.
I forgot that that didn't ever pay off. Why was she there?
I put a jump scare there with a ring. You know what I mean? Stupid.
I guess.
So as we progress, there's just giant alien dicks and green jizz
Big
everywhere.
Dicks.
There's jizz flying. There's dicks flying around.
Yeah.
Theater. And this is what James said. Theater.
The theater.
As it's going crazy. He's like, yep, this is it. And I feel like this was the only one that was ever released in theaters because of this.
Yeah.
Theater saw it and they went, you know what? We gave you one shot.
We're not giving you another chance.
You can't do this again.
You do not get another
And we're
chance.
Not going to risk this. We're not going to risk. We're not going to put any B-movie in a theater ever again.
It's like one thing to do like South Park Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. But you guys just went too far.
No, you know what it is? You know when you see a sign and it's like, there's a reason that sign's here? It's
yeah,
like, don't do
yeah,
this
yeah.
very specific thing. No B movie is ever allowed to be in a theater
oh,
again
God.
Of this stature.
Right.
Because they're like putting Charles Band and every other director like him on timeout because of the thing that Charles Band did.
No, there's going to be something new added to the ratings code that's like,
Charles
it,
Band?
If it has alien jizz in it, it's immediately NC-17.
What would it be called? It's rated J for jizz. Rated EJ for excessive jizz.
Yeah.
Don't do that. I don't, because then I feel like if that becomes a thing, there's just gonna be way more jizzy movies around.
Just on purpose to fill the catalog.
At this point, I could just watch porn. Can we put ratings on porn like that, though? EJ for excessive jizz? Like, if I don't want that much jizz in my video?
I mean, they kind of do. We're getting closer.
Because they're like,
categorizing.
Giant fucking
facial
blows a fucking fire truck size load
with like,
on.
With, like, the tags, you know, and the captions of the videos and everything. That all goes into it. And eventually, we're going to have a really well-cataloged
man thinks
library.
He's a fireman and pulls out his fire hose and blasts his alien jizz all over.
Yeah.
That's literally what fucking porn titles are, and it's sick. You guys are sick. Charles Band, you're sick. Anyway, your chance is gone. Okay, so a bunch of cum-related
things
happen.
You blew your shot.
We head back to Rabbit sitting on his giant fucking puke chair. That's another thing. Jizz and puke everywhere. You suck. He gets saved by Brett, and Brett continues on and finds Bachman in a ghillie suit, basically. They're saying he's weed.
Yeah.
But he's ghillie.
Just wearing a ghillie suit.
He's a sniper. Sniper ghillie.
Sniper. I guess we should say that the reason why Brett is able to get in there is he does break free from Nurse Hookah.
Yeah, how does he do that again?
Does he just
does he just walk out?
He just does.
Because
he just grabs her arm and moves it?
Well, that's what I was kind of implying, because that's exactly what he should do, because she was never gripping you to begin with.
And that's all he does. You've been sitting here for how fucking long, and you're just like, no, not anymore.
That's aggressive.
I quit the mafia.
Quit the mafia? I forgot that you could just quit. That is a thing that we figured out not too long ago on season 2, episode 3 of The Twilight Zone. You can listen to that on patreon.com/horrorsoup because the mafia, you can quit.
You can quit, man.
At any time. Especially if you could beat up a mob boss with one fist.
One hand, man.
Without turning. How come everyone fought each other in that episode without turning? Because George did that, too.
That's true.
That's crazy. You don't have to look at people to fight them
it's like
if
they,
you're
it's
mob.
Like, it's like they work on tank controls. Like, their torsos don't turn.
Yeah.
They're like Resident Evil, you know? Mm-hmm. They have to flip their whole body around.
Rod Serling was controlling it. Remember how he was just on top of the sawed-off roof? He's just looking in there with, like, a remote control, and he's like, yeah, slap him from behind. That's crazy.
I'll slap you from behind.
Oh, shit. Then we're back to the porn titles. So Brett looks at Bachman. He goes, dude, you're a weed. And then he goes, no, dude, I'm a chia pet. Chia.
A plus, Bachman. I feel still like that's making jokes.
I feel like that's something that like would have came out of Tough Guy if I looked at him and I said, Tough Guy, you're a chia pet. He would have went chia.
Just jump right in, yeah.
So Brett finds the jizz holders, which is just, you know, those like, what is like a 2 gallon probably, jug of water, the like rectangle shaped ones.
Right.
There's a bunch of those. They're filled with green liquids. And Brett goes, oh, I'm going to hit him with a bat.
He just gets real mad. And he says, I don't know what this is, but I'm going to destroy it.
And I think it's Rabbit in the background. He goes, wait.
It's like, hey.
Rabbit's like. Rabbit goes, wait, actually, you don't want to. And then Brett goes, smash, bash, crash, smash. Fluids flying everywhere, over his face, going in his mouth, I'm sure.
Yeah, all over his clothes.
And then right when it's done, Brett's like, fuck it, I smashed it. It's giving very Mac from Always Sunny in Philadelphia right now.
Yeah.
And then Rabbit goes, that was jizz.
That was my jizz.
That was a lot of jizz. My jizz and Bachman's jizz.
It was a little of mine and a little of Bachman's.
And by a little, he means at least about, I would say, 10 to 12 gallons, if not more. I would say it's a little, at least.
Yeah.
Then he just starts going, oh, fucking come. Dude, you're in a fucking, the alien bong world that you're in is nothing but alien dicks and jizz. What
That's
did you
all we
think
see,
it was?
Man. All we see is tentacles and jizz, man.
It's crazy that he didn't assume that was jizz immediately.
What is wrong with him?
You're a very stupid person, Brett, and your anger has got to the best of you again. It's insane.
You've been dusted.
Yeah. And then Larnell casually walks up to him and he goes, you have space wank all over you, babe.
That's a great
line. I did love that he called him babe.
Space wank all over you, babe.
That was fucking awesome. Larnell doesn't have a ton of really great lines, but that one
was
golden.
That's a good one, man.
That one was golden. I think Bachman probably handed that one over to him. Like he was like, nah, you can have this one, man. You can steal
space
the thunder
wank
for a
all
minute.
Over you, babe.
So Larnell finally decides that he's going to rip the alien dick sucker off of Allstate. And when he gets close, he's not on his side. The painted girls try to fight back. And Larnell does slow-mo kung fu on them. The kung fu comes back. We had a kung fu joke in the last one, and now he does slow-mo kung fu. It was pretty cool.
Drunken master, man.
I liked it, man. And then weed leaves fall out of the girls like Sonic coins when they get like karate chopped.
Yeah.
That was a choice that actually, I'm going to give it to them.
I like it.
That was good. I need more things like that. Like, that's the stuff that you expect out of Evil Bong. You know, like just weird, stupid, little, goofy antics like that.
Right.
But there's not enough of that.
It's like Scott Pilgrim punched the highlights out of your hair, but I punched the weed out of your face.
Yeah, dude. I watched a TikTok the other day. Oh, God. I won't see stuff like that for a while because of my band. But I saw someone where someone fell with like a lot of groceries, and it looked like they got the Sonic rings knocked out of them.
Oh, man.
And I kind of just love when things look like they get rings knocked out of them when they get hit or like bonked or fall, you know? It's pretty funny. And doing that with weed and Evil Bong, it worked really well.
It was good.
I like that. So we're nearing the climax, and Larnell decides that he needs to light Bachman on fire, Midsummer style. It's like the bear in
He's Midsummering the guy.
It's
I thought we
wild.
Were killing Bachman.
I thought he was dead and he was gone forever.
Yeah.
Is Bachman in the next one? I hope he is. So when he first tries to light the flame, I don't remember who was lighting him. It was Larnell, I think, right?
Yeah.
So when he's first trying to light it, he had a line to go with like lighting the flame. He was like, I'm going to light it up. I don't know what it was, but
yeah,
you know,
something
like
that.
And he tries to spark it, and I genuinely don't think that they did this on purpose. I genuinely think that this was another thing where I don't think Charles Band reshoots.
Yeah.
I think they got a bad shot of this, and he cut away and tried to act like it wasn't, and then he lit the lighter again, because at first his lighter didn't go off.
Yeah.
And there's no way they wrote that line with him, like, you know, intending to light that thing, and it didn't work. I don't know. It could be a joke.
I don't think it was fully intentional, but I could see how, even in the moment when they shot it, they're like, oh, shit, it didn't light. Ah, that'll be funny.
That'll be funny. It might have been something like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I almost feel like it's something that Charles Band was like, we don't have enough time to reshoot.
Nope. Keep moving.
I genuinely think it might have been out of necessity.
Right.
And not out of principle.
Yeah.
But I don't know. And I'm sure I'll never know because none of these fucking movies have director's commentary or anything. How do you make a whole Evil Bong special edition?
Universe.
No, not even just, well, yeah, that.
There's a whole universe of these movies.
But like I said in the first one, I got like the Evil Bong set from them, which
right.
is all these special edition yeah. Evil Bong things, and you open them up, and they actually put the same trailers, like there's a trailer section in it that's just the same thing in every single DVD.
Yeah.
Like really, you couldn't do like a Charles Band. You make like trailers and just like random like things for everything of you talking. Why wouldn't he do commentaries over each of these, you know, like
or
give
even
us some stuff.
Even if he doesn't, like
some of the actors
like,
or something.
You would think something.
I'm so positive that anyone could have, you know, someone would have, right? It seems a little bit odd.
Let Larnell and Rabbit sit down and record commentary for these.
Let them hang out and just do their thing, you know? I would go behind that. I'd stand behind it.
It'd be great.
So yeah, the joke didn't work, but whatever. This act of nothing causes the female units, as they call them,
mm-hmm.
As the alien Bong refers to them as, the female units inside of him, which
That's
are the painted girls, they explode.
They did.
I have an issue with the
I
next 3 minutes.
I watched them explode.
Twice? You mean? what you're saying is that you watched them explode twice, correct?
I watched them explode twice.
Yes, so they explode. The screen goes away, and I was like, oh, so they just exploded. They're dead. That just happened, right? Kills. Cool.
Boom.
Seems good. We're all like, yeah, they exploded. And then 2 seconds later, they're all laying on the floor.
Yep.
Perfectly fine. In one piece. Each.
And then the evil bong explodes.
Yeah, because it...
Or not the evil bong, sorry. The alien bong.
The alien bong. It explodes because... I don't know. Whatever.
Why does it explode?
I don't know. Are we not remembering, or did actually nothing happen?
I think I forgot how they killed him in the end.
I don't... Well, when I'm looking at my...
Oh, wait, they're lighting Bachman on fire because he's turning into the space weed, and then he's blowing the space weed smoke out, and then Larnell is grabbing the space weed smoke and throwing it with his kung fu at the alien girls. That's how they die.
I don't like that that's the explanation, but that's exactly what happened.
I needed to bring it down because I kind of forgot.
I get why I forgot that.
Because it's stupid.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It doesn't make sense. The end just happens out. Like every Evil Bong movie, the resolution is absolutely nothing. Pepper has his head in that trash can.
Oh, what are you doing, bud?
I don't know what he's trying to eat, but his full head is in a trash can right now.
The best part is... There's no food in here.
What is he trying to... He's probably trying to grab a can or something.
It's my cookie wrapper.
Oh, okay. He's trying to eat some cookies, man. He's trying to get...
He wants that marshmallow cookie,
bro. He's getting
bro.
Mischievous, man. Okay, so 2 seconds later... No, that's the thing about the girls. Oh, well, we were getting to that. 2 seconds later, after we see them on the floor...
Yep.
They explode again.
Again!
And then the evil bong explodes, right? Or they exploded
maybe
because,
right.
or he explode? They exploded because
they explode, and that causes them to explode.
Fuck, I don't know.
Or does him exploding cause them to explode?
There was an explosion, a cancel, an explosion, and an explosion, and I don't know which were which, but I know that's the order.
I think it's cut out of order, honestly.
I think the whole fucking movie's out of order. I don't think Charles Bennett.
I think this sequence very specifically is cut out of order. Like
100%, it is.
Like they forgot the girls already blew up.
They forgot that the girls were in the movie. Are you kidding me? It's so crazy. I just don't get how this was in a theater.
Hey, you know what?
Can you imagine seeing this in a theater and you see people blow up and then 2 fucking seconds
and
later...
They're still there.
No, you know the theater was like, oh, come on! People were fucking pissed. Come on.
You know what? Ooga Booga's not in it.
That is the best part. I was going to say something about that to you earlier. It's the first Evil Bong so far without Ooga Booga. That's pretty great. We should be proud of that.
We should be grateful.
I'm not going to be grateful because I'm not going to be grateful for something that should have never existed.
Never been there
to
in the first
begin
place.
With. I'm not going to be like, oh, thank you. Thank you. You made a good decision. You made a wrong one many other times. It's
right.
Fucking stupid. So, yeah, since the alien bong blew up, I think the girls should have been dead, according to, you know, the other Evil Bong movies.
Right.
And that makes sense because they exploded. But I think everyone else should have also been dead because if you blow up, if the Evil Bong blows up and you're inside of it in the bong world, the bong world is gone. You're gone.
But that's not how it works for some
so
reason.
So they should be dead. But no, they just all fucking wake up back in the apartment. I'm like,
Every
well,
time.
You didn't. That's not the rule that you established in the last two movies.
Mm-mm.
But that's fine. If you want to do that, fine. Fine, Charles. Mr. Band.
But here, he also kind of establishes that same thing in the first one. Jimbo blows up the bong and it shatters in the real world.
But then the bong world is still there.
Yeah, and then no one died. Bachman's still there, Larnell's still there.
But like, I feel like we can explain that.
Jimbo's the only one who's still there, and he's in the bong world.
We can explain that a little more, though, I feel like. Just because... Have we been back to EB's world yet?
No.
We haven't been back to her world yet, and she is the only one that we have seen in multiple movies that, like, you know, comes back.
Yeah.
The other ones don't come back. So, like, you know, maybe EB can't die.
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know. There's, like, 8 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's 8 going, so, yeah, man. EB can't die.
Yeah.
That's probably the thing. But, yeah, I don't really get I don't get how the rest of them come back, though. Maybe that's just the alien bong thing. Alien bong world is different. When you, when it blows up, you could come back. I don't know. Maybe it's not the same for all bongs, I guess, is the explanation. Doesn't matter. Velocity walks back in at the end of this. Who's that? Fucking chick from last movie.
Yeah, Larnell's love interest from the first movie. The second movie, who's not inside this movie at all, except now.
I remember we saw her in the credits and we were like, oh yeah, so she's the love interest in the next one.
Like,
she's
going to be
in this.
She'll be back, palling around, sounds fun. No.
Walks into the movie in the literal last 2 to 3 minutes.
Right.
And goes, hey, remember me? We're in love.
And Larnell says, all right. Yes.
Says, yeah, cool. Solid. Missed you.
Kiss.
They kiss. And then Luann and Brett are fucking again, too.
Yeah.
He got over her fat shaming him and breaking up with him when he was fat.
Good old Luann, man.
They're back together, kind of. She's wearing purple feathers. You know, like a
purple feather,
scarf kind of thing. Yeah. And at one point, Tough Guy noticed that, like, she, like, waved the thing over her shoulders and a feather came off and got in her hair.
Just look at her bangs.
And again, this is why I think earlier that they didn't reshoot, because they didn't reshoot this. They just leave the feather in there.
Yep.
But then it goes farther and it, like, cuts away a few times and it's still in her hair. It's
still there, man. They had a chance to get rid of
they
it.
They never bothered to take it out. It's not like no one noticed. There's no way you can't notice it.
Yeah,
it's
right
pretty
there.
Obviously there.
It's purple.
If you didn't notice,
she has dark hair.
Yeah. And if you didn't notice it the first time, you definitely notice it by, like, the third or fourth time that you see it on screen. Yeah. It is right there. And she moves it a few times and it gets worse. It's fucking crazy. And then, okay, here's the end. She goes, all right, Brett, take your pants off. And I think he has a robe on, doesn't he?
He's got a robe on.
He has a robe on. He undoes it. He pops it open, James.
He's covered from, like, chest all the way to his junk with the space weed.
The moss.
Yeah.
Space moss.
Space weed moss. Space moss fungus.
But they're doing, like, a sleepaway camp thing.
Yeah.
It's like the big reveal of sleepaway camp. Except he has moss all over.
Yeah.
That was actually pretty fucking funny.
It was
funny.
So funny.
That was real good.
And they really leaned into it and built it up a long time.
They sold it. I didn't expect it at all.
No.
Not whatsoever. I thought it was just a get because they... Maybe that's actually why the velocity thing actually did kind of work, because I feel like that even set me up for it, because I was like, all right, so
we're
all just
wrapping
gonna...
up with our love interests. Yeah. And...
we have love interests. You're all going to kiss. You didn't see each other the whole fucking movie,
right.
But now you still have them around, so everyone knows for the next movie. Okay, cool. You still have your love interest. No, that actually did kind of have a buildup.
We end on a fungus infection.
That was pretty cool.
Can I show it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, sounds fine.
There you go.
Yeah, that's moss.
It's great.
So in the end, after it just, like, fades to black, it teases Evil Bong versus the Killer Crack Pipe.
Yeah.
Which is apparently supposed to be the fourth movie, but instead they went, dude, 420. Evil Bong 420. Come on.
Couldn't it still be called 420 Killer Crack Pipe?
Yeah. That should have been a thing. I wonder if there's, like, if there's an appearance at all. I would hope so, but...
You don't find out?
Yeah, I guess that didn't happen. And it ends with that stupid song. I think God smokes weed, and he was high
when he made me.
And I think he gave up halfway. I hate that song so much.
It's so terrible.
And I hate that I heard that song before I've watched this movie.
Yeah, I hate that for you, too.
I, like... I don't think I ever liked it, though. Like, I remember hearing it a lot, but, like, I don't think I've ever been a fan of it. It's a pretty bad song.
It's awful, dude.
Very terrible song. And if they start playing that just at the end for all the rest of the movies, like, they've been playing I forgot the other one now. Every time I hear this one, I actually forget the other one for a
Wicked
second.
Weed.
Wicked Weed. What a
Lean
need.
Green.
Hey, I don't know
Wicked
it.
Weed.
Got a hold on me.
There it is.
Fiending for it.
Every day
it comes back around.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So I guess this one technically has four kills because the female units exploded.
Mm-hmm.
And boob count, four. They also exploded. Quattro. There was one pair of animated boobs because, what was it?
Oh,
it was Bachman, the boobs.
Yeah.
So I guess you could count that too. Five boobs.
Five boobs.
Animated boobs. We can do that. Next one, like we said, is long 420. I can't believe we're this far into it. Well, at this point, the next one is basically halfway through, beside the Ginger Dead Man crossover and then Ginger Weed Man, you know?
Yeah.
Which is short. So at this point, we're already halfway through.
We gonna make it.
Shit. All right. We're finishing these.
It's gonna be great.
I'm not happy about it. Maybe until like five or six.
I'm
I don't remember which one
it.
Gets like good. You're happy about it?
I'm happy about
you
it.
You always start to come back around once we do these really terrible. Remember Underworld? For some reason, you started to like kind of like it at some point. It always becomes like a Stockholm Syndrome thing where we really hate these things, but then we have to force ourselves into thinking that we like it so that we can actually get through it. Is that what's happening? Yeah, cool. This is a fever dream. We have to wrap this up. I don't know if you guys hear Pepper whining in the background.
He's ready to go.
There's nothing about it. He pees in diapers now, so he can go to the bathroom like whenever he wants, and it's cold outside, so he could just poop in here if he wants. He doesn't anyway. He doesn't. you know, he knows it'll get cleaned. He has water. He has food, but I think he's pissed. I think he wants to lay down or something. I don't know. He's mad about something. He's tired of Evil Bong, really.
He's sick of hearing us talk about this.
He's
shit.
Like, come on, man, wrap it up. So, would we recommend Evil Bong 3? The Wrath of Bong. You're about to say yes. You like this movie. Why do you like this movie? Give me like an overview or something. Why do you?
I would recommend Evil Bong 3 Wrath of Bong.
What is there to like? Is my first question. I have a lot, but actually, I'm gonna keep it to that.
I like the alien Bong.
Okay, like the look.
I like the way he looks.
Or it as a character.
I like him as a character. I like the way he talks.
I feel like it's the most boring one.
I like the things that he says. I like Nurse Hookah's miming. I like...
What do you like?
I like Larnell. I like the fact that Larnell... not only is wearing a ninja costume, but also thinks that he's significantly changed his appearance enough to be undercover, like he's in the witness protection program. And all it is he's wearing a fucking wig.
He
and
does
a bandana.
Think he's doing that. Yeah. And none of that's selling it for me.
No, dude, this movie's funny.
1.5 stars, and that's literally
no,
only
it's a 3-star movie.
1.5 stars, and that's literally only because. Only because I have seen Killer Bong 2, Evil Bong 2.
I was going to give it 2, but I gave it a whole extra star for that ending, man. That was gold.
Yeah.
That was some, as Tough Guy would say, that was some barbarian shit.
Oh, my God. So that ending happened, and I thought of going up 0.5 star from it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I really thought about the experience I had. I can't justify it.
No, I'll watch this one again.
1.5 stars, would not watch this again. I, so far, think the only Evil Bong that you should watch is the first one. At least in the next one.
I think that's fair.
I feel like so far, maybe if the next one's decent, it'll at least put it in a good spot because you could just skip Allstate. Is the 3 Allstates.
Yeah.
You could get the first one and just get over that whole thing.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see where we pick up on 4.
So far, I don't think you need the other 2 Bongs that we know about. You don't need an introduction to them.
And if it's possible for us to get through this and get rid of Alistair,
like 5 of these,
get rid of Alistair, and if we get rid of Brett at some point,
yeah, we might be able to get rid of
the
Brett
movies
too.
Might be super fun
if Brett
we get rid of that
is
piece of shit.
Gone within the next 1 or 2. We could just skip all of those and you just got Larnell and, you know, Rabbit.
Maybe
the old guy.
Yeah,
maybe
like 6, 7, and 8 is a great trilogy.
Maybe. So I'm hoping that we get to like just chop a bunch of these off.
Yeah, you know, we'll find out.
Just get rid of them. You know, we don't need them anymore. So, tough guy, what do you think about this? What are you rating it?
I gave it a 2.5, but also when you go into the bong world, it doesn't have the bong world bubble.
Yeah,
and I
he
wanted
didn't
that.
Like that.
I,
oh, the yeah, little lines
that is
on
your
the side of the
thing.
Screen. Yeah,
it's the best part of the movie, and they don't have it.
It's the worst part of the movie, easily.
Best part. And so if and it was in theaters, that would have been amazing. 3D.
I genuinely think that's
they
why
took
it they
off
didn't
because
do it,
they could
because
not do that
would
in a
be
theater.
So pissed.
But you know what? They should have just done it because they're never going to make it back to a theater anyway.
That's true.
So maybe they should have just done it.
But could you imagine seeing that on like a 100-foot screen?
It'd be so annoying. Take it up like 2/4 of the screen. It's ridiculous. Yeah. So, I have a fuck, marry, kill for you guys.
I'm sure you do.
We have the old dirty guy that killed his wife and
killer.
You know,
got it.
Yeah, the killer. Bottles of alien jizz.
Oh boy.
5 of them. 5 to 6.
5 to 6 bottles of alien jizz.
And you have me.
And oh, you're back.
I'm back, baby. We left for a while, but we're back.
Oh, shit, man. Okay. Sorry, what was the first one again?
The killer.
Oh, yeah. The killer.
5 to 6 bottles.
5 to 6 bottles.
These are 2 to 3 gallon rectangle bottles of alien jizz, Bachman's and rabbits specifically.
I'm going to make a dark joke.
And you have me. What's the joke?
All right. I'm going to kill you.
Okay.
I'm going to fuck the bottles of jizz.
Oh.
And I'm going to marry the killer.
What's the joke now?
I know I won't have to last very long with him.
With him?
He killed his ex-wife. He's going to kill me, too.
That's what I was going to ask. I thought it was something to do with your performance on him or his performance
on
you or something like that, but it's just because he's going to murder you.
No, he's going to murder me, man.
Oh, that's not that dark. I thought you were going to go dark. I was, like, preparing. I was like, oh, how dark is this going to get? No, yeah, you're right. You're not going
to
last long.
No, I won't.
He's
going to
take your diamond bracelet.
He's just going to get pissed and kill me, so.
He's going to take all your jewelry.
That's the problem that I have with the killer as a character. Let me cycle it back around to giving a critique of this film.
What's the problem with the killer, bud?
He says, I guess you won't be needing these anymore. And he takes the ring and the bracelet and says, I guess this means we're divorced or consider us divorced or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What we don't see or what we don't have is a true explanation as to why this disgusting man has a wife with fancy jewelry on her.
It's a good point. This guy's selling a bong for $20.
He's selling a bong for $20. Maybe that's not actually his wife.
Also, why is
he
so...
Maybe he just killed a rich lady.
Actually, I was going to say, why is he so fixated on selling this bong to make money? But then I just remembered, he's not. This is just a stop on
his
journey.
This is just the first stop.
We didn't see anything else that he was doing. I think he just happened to be in the story to make a story.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good point, though.
We don't know. Was it his wife? Was it
honestly,
not? Is he just a kid?
He might just be crazy. I don't think.
He could just be a murderer.
Probably wasn't even his wife.
Because, like, I know we don't see a lot of her.
Yeah, no.
But I assume, like, with the jewelry and things, she's probably, like, dressed really nice.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he's not.
No. Doesn't seem like, again, he has a house, so I don't think he had the wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point. It's a very good point, and I'm going to go ahead and agree with that. Yeah. So there was this review from Zara Gwen. Oh, wait. We got tough guys. Fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, yeah. You got a response.
Yeah, we went on a side tangent. Tough guy.
So it's the bottles of jizz.
Yeah. So
it is the killer.
5 to 6 bottles, which means about 12 to 16 gallons of jizz, I would say.
Yeah.
And Caleb.
Yes.
Yeah, so I will...
Easy.
Marry the... Bottle of jizz.
Yes. The bottles is a lot.
Yeah.
Just don't open them.
And then I'll kill the killer. Yeah. And then
you're going to kill the killer.
And then marry me.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, hubby. So as for these reviews, God, Pepper is just, he's done with this. Zara Gwen gave it a 1-star and said, I'm a completionist, so I'm going to watch all of these movies, even if it kills me, which I think it's just, I had to say it for the.
We're here.
For the relate. Chris gave it a 1-star and said, I'm not sure why I keep going with this franchise. These ones are just descriptions of how I feel.
No, I'm feeling pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Feeling real encouraged going into 4, man.
I'm not. We're done with the episode. It's the end, so we're going to discuss some live show stuff, bonus episodes, social presence, all that jazz. Patreon.com/horrorsoup. That's where we do a bunch of fun stuff. Yeah, man, bonus stuff. Thank yous. Thank you for thanking us.
God damn, kill the turkey. I can do that all day, man.
Kill the turkey.
That's like on repeat in my house 24/7.
It's repeat in my head 24/7. It's very unfortunate. I love it, but God, it needs to stop. It keeps me up at night. It's maddening, is what I'm saying. But if you guys want to donate, if you want to support or check out extra stuff or anything like that, go ahead and head up on over there and then, you know, head on up over there and, you know, head on up over there. YouTube videos, we're doing them like every episode. There's a weekly YouTube video for like all of them, except for I think the one before this or after this, because I think The Conjuring 2 is just, I think I'll probably put that one on like a Patreon kind of thing. Yeah. Because that one, we just like, Kim was like, I want the room to be dark. So we just did it with no lights. And then we didn't have Tough Guy here or anyone to like switch the camera. So it's just me and Kim talking and then like Nia in the background, just like never on screen, just saying things. I don't know. Maybe I'll upload to YouTube. Who cares? It's probably fine.
I want it to be dark.
But the YouTube is at Horror Soup. You can follow the show's Instagram at Horror Soup. The Twitter's at Horror Soup Sucks. My Letterboxd for movie reviews are at Horror Soup Caleb. James are at Night Shift Video. Tough Guys are at Vibes_Cleveland. That's with a S. I think I said vibe right now. That's wrong. My TikTok was banned. My new one is called Ban Me Again Then. James' TikTok is at Night Shift Video, and Tough Guy's new TikTok is at Tough Guy Horror Soup, just as it sounds.
Boom.
And
no,
we...
I changed Tough Guy Soup.
Oh, you changed it.
Yeah, I just changed it. I just changed it.
I finally fucking yeah, remember to do it. He's like, actually, son of a bitch.
I like the ring to Tough Guy Soup.
All right, Tough Guy Soup. You heard it here from Tough Guy.
He's the one, so...
So we are usually streaming about once a week also on Friday nights on twitch.tv/horrorsoup. A lot of times Wednesdays too. We might even toss Thursdays in. Really, anytime between Wednesday and Thursday, there's a possibility that we'll be streaming, either like doing watch along stuff, talking about stuff, doing an actual podcast, like a full thing that we're doing and posting probably as is. So, that's all on twitch.tv/horrorsoup. And I do another podcast called Scream with an Exclamation Point with Ash and Elena from Morbid. And Pepper is so upset. So thank you to Ross Lee for the intro and outro music. Thank you to Tom, a.k.a. the Mute Members Only Club. Pepper, I'm sorry. What do you have to say, Pepper? Hold on. Oh, shit.
You can't do that. That's not how it works.
Say it from there, Pepper. Okay, and with that, guys, we can't keep going. Goodbye.
See ya.
Grubs up, baby, grubs up. Give me horror soup. Give it, horror soup. Horror soup. Would you like some bread? I'll do you a slice with a pinch of salt. It'll taste really nice. You've done really well, cause this stuff tastes just like hell. Swallow it down, it'll fill up a hole. Stick out your tongue and lick out your bowl. We're having a bite with creatures of the night. Grubs up, baby, grubs up. Give me horror soup. Give it. Grubs up, baby, grubs up. Give me horror soup. Give it. Horror soup. Horror soup will keep you well fed. Its gorgeous smell could wake the dead. Vegetable is just forgettable. If your energy's low, you know what to do. Simply double on down some of the spooky stew. We'll wine and dine a hungry Frankenstein. Grubs up, baby, grubs up. Give me horror soup. Give it. Grubs up, baby, grubs up. Give me horror soup. Give it. Horror soup. Let me be your Sweeney Todd, your private chef. I'll be your just dessert. You can even drink it from a cup.
I'll do the washing up. I'll do the washing up.
I'm getting full.
Give me horror soup. He can't even look after himself.